Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. And I'm really excited, humans, because we are celebrating today. Today is the 100th episode that I am recording on Waking Up with Melissa. And there are so many things that I have learned actually being consistent myself and recording this podcast. And so my intention for this is to go back and share with you some of the hardest moments that I have personally have had in one, being in my business, two, actually recording this podcast, and three, I'm going to break down these three key buckets that is keeping us from becoming the person that builds up that habit. You see, consistency is nothing but repetitive action that literally becomes a habit. Why do you think there are certain people that when they go on vacation, they still work out? Why? Because it's easier for them to keep up with the habit than it is to break the habit and then have to start all over again. And this is my intention for this podcast, is to show you all of the ways that I failed and all of the ways that I've been able to overcome, help myself, and become the person that has a habit that is so deep within them that it actually feels weird if I don't do it. It feels weird at this point if I don't meditate. It feels weird if I break my own promises. So let's dive right in. One of the things that I want to share with you, which is probably the number one thing that you might still be doing that's truly hurting your consistency, is believing that no matter what you do, nothing is going to change. And this is a specific mindset issue, by the way. This has nothing to do with the course that you're taking, the strategy, the mentor that you've hired. This has to simply do with the thoughts that you are believing. And so it sounds like, why should I bother? Why should I open up my heart to such and such? It's never going to work out. Why should I put myself out there? I'm never going to be that person. When you have these type of thoughts, this is going to mess up your consistency because it is going to be contingent on you having a good day. But what happens when you have a bad day? What happens when you have a bad moment? What happens when you have a bad week? You're going to stop. You're not going to be consistent. You see, for me, consistency equals a habit. And in order for things to become a habit, I have to be able to train my body to do this in my sleep. It doesn't matter how difficult it may look, I'm going to become the person that does it anyway. Which leads into the second category that I really want to address here is, have you become this person that is an instant gratification human? That in order for you to actually keep going, you have to see the results. So this is the person that goes to the gym and after 1 week, they're like, I'm throwing in the towel. I don't see anything happening. I don't see abs. I don't see myself getting skinnier. I don't see myself putting on the muscle that I want, and you quit. So then you become this, I need to see it in order to believe it, kind of human. And I'm gonna just be really honest with you because that's all I know how to do, especially on this podcast. If you keep going this way, you become this type of person that you need the instant gratification right then and there. And it is going to be very difficult for you to smash and get to any goal. Because at the end of the day, you will not see that gratification right then and there. Your results are coming way down the line. I actually learned this practicing yoga for about a year and a half and literally going at 6 a.m. And every time I went and I sat on my mat, I would literally like curse out the teacher in my head, and not because they were doing anything wrong, but because I just felt like, why am I here again? What am I doing? Nothing's happening. I didn't know how to strengthen that muscle of resilience. I didn't know what it felt like to become the person that just sat there and allowed myself to move through the lessons, to move through the things that needed to be moved and shift so that then I can see the results later. I didn't realize it then, but my whole life I had become this person that if I do A, B, and C, I need all these other things to happen, and I needed it to happen yesterday. I was this impatient person that felt like, well, if I did this, then you have to do that. And I became this person that didn't wait for anything. And I want to really be honest with you. When you are on a healing journey, when you are becoming a new human, there is a grace period. You have to give yourself that time in between to catch up. Your mindset has to catch up with your body. Sometimes your body has to catch up with your mindset. So number two, ask yourself, have you become this person who is completely impatient? And how can you become the human being that knows that things are happening behind the scenes and you don't need to see it with your physical eyes? You just need to feel it with your whole heart. You've heard me say this before. We are two people. We're two beings. We're the human that is dense and that lives in this physical body and is very attached to what we see with our eyes and what we can feel with our senses. And then there is this other part of us that is quantum. And this quantum really adheres to the invisible world. This is the part of you that imagines. This is the part of you that's connected to the totality of the entire universe. This is the part of you that's connected to your spirit, that's connected to your intuition, that's connected to God, that's connected to everything that you cannot see. And I really want to just yell it from the rooftops, because that is the only place where you actually experience miracles. You don't experience miracles looking at your damn reality and looking at your damn bank account and seeing it the same way. No. You just keep seeing more of the things that you don't want. And then on top of that, you know what you do? Because us humans are crazy and wild. We keep telling ourselves, you see, told you so, they were going to leave. You see, told you so, I can't keep the wealth. And so now you're back at step one. Now you're back at making the moves, hiring the people, investing in the different things that can potentially help you. But it's not going to help you because you're already setting yourself up for failure. Your mindset is fixed, and you cannot have a fixed mindset and expect to change. Did you hear that, humans? Number three, you have to stop entertaining other timelines. You have to stop entertaining other options. This is sort of a relationship. When you enter into partnership, you have to stop entertaining other people. You have to stop entertaining other options. You have to stop thinking about the ex that you feel ran away and got away. Like, you have to commit to the thing that's right in front of you. And so I see that a lot of people cannot stay consistent because they have one foot in the door and another foot in another world. They're in this reality, and yet they keep thinking about another timeline in another place where things are perfect. And guess what? That's BS. The only place that it's perfect is here. It is now. The reason why I know this to be true is because there is no other time. There is no other time. There's only the now present moment, the one that you're living in now. So you entertaining another option and still straddling this space-time is heartbreaking. Because you're not allowing your full body, and this is where the embodiment practice counts actually the most. You're not allowing your embodiment, the practice of feeling in your body and committed to whatever it is that you decided, whether it's starting your business, whether it's opening up your heart to a relationship. You have to stop entertaining that there is a better way or a better time. I hear this all of the time where people say to me, I'll do this when the time's right, and I'll know when the time's right when I know it. That's complete bullshit. Do you still believe that? There is no right time. There is no right time. There is no other timeline where it is going to be the best time for you to start. The best time for you to start is now. The best time for you to love yourself is now. The best time for you to start your business, now. The best time for you to open up your heart, now. The best time for you to forgive, now. It's not later. Later is an illusion. Later never comes. How do you even know that you're going to wake up tomorrow? This sounds pretty morbid and kind of crazy, but this is where my mind thinks. It's like, how do I know that I don't record this podcast, go outside and get hit by a car. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but my mind thinks like that. And so when I have an idea, I am so motivated to do it right now. Because you see, once upon a time, I did get into a car accident where the other car flipped and the firefighters had to come and they had to break the windows to get this passenger out, and everybody lived and everybody was okay. But I still remember the moment where the airbags popped out. I left my body. I was looking at this car that was flipped completely upside down, and it had a baby car seat in the back. And thank God there was no baby at the time. But that incident changed my entire perspective on life. I truly understand that at the snap of a finger, it can be gone. We are on borrowed time. So to not be consistent and obsessed with the work that I need to be doing is a waste of time for me. I don't want to experience a world where I tell myself, tomorrow I'm going to get to it. I don't want to experience a world where I have to wait patiently for things to fall into place. No. I know that when my mindset is correct and it's dialed in to my vision and my purpose, I'm walking with God. I know that nothing can come in between me and the goal that I set for myself. But it requires me to turn on my consistency. It requires me to learn how to be the person that continues to show up even when nothing seems to be happening, because I know that everything is happening. It's just happening in the unseen world. So now that you know the three things that are standing in the way of you being consistent, I want to have a real conversation with you, because we're celebrating the 100th episode. And I want to share this story with you. Did you know that I started this podcast in my car in the middle of summer while it was super hot, and I still lived in the tiny home where I lived in New York, and my dog kept barking. My wife was walking around the house because it was so small and we had to share the space. And I kept coming up with these excuses of why I couldn't start my podcast. And I don't know how I got this idea of, well, why don't you record it in your car? It's nice and quiet. I had no mic, no script. I just had my phone. So I opened up my voice recorder on my phone and I recorded the first 13 episodes of Waking Up with Melissa. Not all together, one at a time, in the blazing ass heat, with the car off, the windows up so I can get good sound. And I did not allow anything to become my excuse. I remember there was a moment where I told myself, you're not allowed to have not one more excuse. There is no reason good enough for you to not start. I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if you think that you can't do it. I don't care if you get pregnant today. I don't care if you feel like there's something else that's more important. There is no excuse good enough for you not to start, period. I have to learn how to integrate my real life and what I'm doing and my healing and my crying and my processing and me living in a tiny home and not having the money yet and not having the established business brand yet and not having a studio to record and not having an office. I built my entire business in a 500 square foot tiny home. I coached for an entire year and a half sitting on my bed. I recorded the first 12 episodes of Waking Up with Melissa in my car while I was sweating bullets. Why? Because I was so committed to the vision that I saw in my mind's eye. I was so committed to winning that I did not entertain another timeline. I was so committed to the work that I was doing that I stopped battling my mindset and I stopped telling myself, this is a waste of time. Nothing's happening. In fact, I told myself, everything is happening. I just can't see it. It's all happening. It's all falling into place. It's all good if you can't see it right now. Things are moving and shifting. It's fine if you think that there is another timeline. There isn't. The time is now. And I remember my wife, then my partner, she said something to me that always stuck with me, even to this day today, 7 years later. She said to me, Melissa, there are two kinds of people. And you either will do what you say now and you will become the person that achieves your goals, or you'll make up an excuse on why you can't get there. And that phrase really landed with me. You know, sometimes it'd be the simplest things that somebody tells you that just like really lands. And I was like, whoa, I don't want to think of another excuse. That's how you become consistent. You have to let go of the excuses. You have to stop telling yourself you're poor. You have to stop telling yourself you're not smart. You have to stop telling yourself that people are ahead. You have to stop telling yourself that it's too late. You have to stop telling yourself you're too old. You have to stop telling yourself these things. Because if you keep telling yourself these things, but you keep wishing upon a star and you keep wishing that things are different, you're not going to get there. So I recorded the first 12 episodes in my car. And then I realized I have to actually stop. And that was the biggest lesson that I had ever learned till this day in my business. I have never stopped doing anything. I've never stopped launching. I've never stopped selling. I've never stopped talking. I've never stopped sharing. I don't stop. Because it's weird at this point when I don't share the things that are so deep and are burning in my heart. But I stopped recording the podcast. And that was the first lesson that I had learned on the meaning of slowing down to speed up. And now I want to be really clear with you that this is a season. This is not forever. So if you are in a season where you've slowed down, and it's been about 5 years, baby, girl, human being, you got to rev up your engines again. Slowing down to speed up means you're taking a sacred pause, you're evaluating what you're doing, and you're making a plan. You're making a plan to slingshot yourself forward. You're looking for the mentor. You're looking for the retreat to go to. You're looking for the right community, the right tribe. You're putting things into place. You're sitting down with yourself and you're taking out a piece of paper and a pen, or if you're anything like me, my markers and my color pencils, and you're drawing out what you see in your mind's eye. You're coordinating all of the parts. You're getting ready to be ready to be ready to be ready, as Abraham Hicks reminds us. You're getting ready. You don't take the sacred pause and do nothing and kick up your feet and do what? Take a nap? Yeah, that helps if you're stressing for a moment. Yeah, it helps if your body's tired for you to get it together. But we didn't come here to take these long periods of naps and do nothing on earth. You came here because you wanted to experience life. You came here because you had a bright idea to get into this body and to see what it would be like to play out this role. And so it requires you to get in the ring. It requires you to step up to the plate. It requires you to pick up the bat and swing. Stop being a nervous Nelly. Stop being this person that is contingent on you needing to see something happening in your physical reality in order for you to move. Move regardless. Make the move no matter what. So I took that sacred pause and I started to ask myself, how can I do this better? I'm actually literally burning up in my car. I can't keep going like this. How do I actually get to a place where I become consistent? And I said to myself, I have to hire somebody. And guess what? Nobody pays me to record these podcasts. I record this all on my own. My company funds this. I've never had a brand deal or a partnership, not because I haven't attracted them, but because I haven't wanted to accept any funds just yet, to record my podcast because I love my podcast the way it is. I love that it's so unhinged. I love that I can say whatever the hell I want on this microphone. And so I had to make a really tough decision and I had to say, whoa, okay, this is not profitable yet, but I'm going to rub my coins together and I'm going to invest in making this better. And that's the first time I hired somebody to help me with my podcast. And at the time, all I had was $50 per episode. But you know what? There was somebody out there that was also just starting that thoroughly enjoyed the $50 and helped me so much get it off the ground. Now we have a full-on producer, creative director, and people who really are just have so much mastery in what they do. But my message here is to start from where you're at. The reason why people aren't as consistent as they desire is because they're looking at the end goal. They're looking at, well, I don't have the person that's going to help me edit the YouTube the way that I want, so I'm not going to do it at all. I don't have the person that's the expert at the podcast, so I'm not going to do it at all. I don't have a website, so I'm not going to do it at all. All of these things are excuses. They're excuses in order for you to not start. I share this with my students all of the time, and I actually open up the very first round of my programs, and I'm appalled at how horrible they look. But you know what? The information is potent. The information that they needed to get to the transformation, it's there. And little by little, the more I was able to make in my business, the more I was able to pour in. The more I took my entire Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business course and I rented out a studio and I recorded my videos. The more and more my business made, the more I invested in my retreats. And I went from hosting a retreat in a really small Airbnb where I love her to death. My partner was the cook, who is an amazing vegan chef, to then hiring people to do that part, to then renting out mansions, multi-million dollar places, flying people in to do an open ceremony. All of these things I was able to do and still do in my business because I started from where I was and I never pretended to be anywhere else. In fact, I didn't want to be anywhere else. I couldn't be anywhere else. You are where you are, and there's nothing about that that you can change. The only thing that you can change is your now present moment by starting to have these thoughts of rewiring the beliefs that are keeping you stuck. It's this kind of sick game that we have to play with ourselves where we tell ourselves, yes, I'm here, but I'm also going to be there very soon. And I don't need to be obsessed with over there, and I don't need to keep living over there. I'm here, and this is the only place that I can be, but I know more is coming. And so you hold the duality of both of that. So here's what I want you to do instead. One, be really honest with yourself. Which one of these three things are you still doing? Then two, I want you to start to shift into there's nowhere to go and there's nothing to do. I want you to write that down. I want this to become your mantra. And I want you to write this down and put it on a sticky note and put it in your mirror. Maybe it's in your bathroom mirror. Maybe it's in the mirror in your bedroom. Put it somewhere where you can see it. There's nowhere to go and there's nothing to do because ultimately there's no end goal. You will never get to a place where you're like, yep, I did it all. My business is perfect. My body's perfect. I'm healed perfectly. You're never going to get to that place. You're going to find a place of satisfaction. You're going to find this place that in yoga we call santosha, contentment. You're going to find this place of happiness, and it's not going to be contingent on you needing $1 million in your bank account. It's going to be because you activate that from within. There is no finished product. In fact, you know how you become consistent? It's by understanding the person you become in the in-between. The person that still goes to that yoga class, even though they feel like nothing's happening at the time. But at the end of that class, they're like, whoa, I don't know what happened, but something happened. You become the person that activates their consistency when you build up the resilience to do something over and over and over. Even when you don't see the result, you still chip at it. You become consistent when you develop the character skills and the habit and the muscle in your body to not give up. This is what I learned being a runner. And I started running when I met my wife. I never ran. In fact, the very first time I ever ran a 5K, which I don't know why it's called 5K, because it's only 3 miles, I threw up halfway through. And to see me and her run 11 half marathons the following year really taught me something. And I remember there would be these moments while I was running, and I can never forget, I was running in Central Park. We were doing a 10K. And these thoughts come in. When's the finish line? Ooh, there's a rock right there. I can just sit down. I can just stop. It's all good. I don't need to be the first to cross the finish line. Shit. Then all of a sudden it became, I don't even need to finish. I don't even need to cross the line. And that's where I started to build up the mind mastery. Nope, you're going to finish. Doesn't matter how long it's going to take. You are in a competition with nobody but you. And right now your task is to get your foot over that line. Then there's a part of me that used to ask myself, why are you doing this? And another part of me that used to answer, just because. I want to see how far you can go. I want to see what you're made of. I want to see the point where you give up. And that's where the muscle of, not physical muscle, the mind mastery muscle of learning to not give up on myself kicked in. I started to visualize, you know what? Everybody else cannot believe in me, but my God, I'm going to believe in me. Everybody else can fail me, but you know what? I'm not going to fail me. I am going to become the person that says that I'm going to do something and I'm going to do it. And I don't care if I am kicking, screaming, uncomfortable. It's all good. I'm here for it. And that's how you become consistent. Human beings, I am so celebrating Waking Up with Melissa. If you have ever found any of my episodes helpful, take a screenshot of you listening to this. Tag me at I am Melissa Ruiz and also Waking Up with Melissa. Super excited. I am celebrating each and every one of you. If it wasn't for you, this podcast literally would not be possible. To all the listeners and everybody who leaves their review, I love you. I appreciate you. For those that are looking to step into your leadership, Cosmic Genius Collective is open. We start in less than a week. I'm so excited for the folks that are already in here. This is 10 beautiful people who are committed to 12 months. And trust me, I know when I first decided to have this offering, I was like, woo, 12 months. Do I want to be with anybody for 12 months? And this is the second round of Cosmic Genius. And I cannot even fathom the thought of not having this offering. You go on retreat with me. I coach you every single month. You have my entire product suite that includes Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, Launching Without Launching, the Soulful Currency Course, a ticket to my in-person event, the Quantum You. And it has been such a blessing. Thank you for being part of our community, part of our Unleash and Unveil tribe. I literally get so emotional thinking about all of the people who have just opened up my heart and have allowed me to continue to share my message. Humans, go with peace, go with God. See you soon. Breathe.